Welcome back to the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel, and we've got another live session for you today. Joining me in the JPR studios with help from Sam Howard is Tony Furtado.
Hey.
Tony, welcome back.
Good to be back.
It's been about a year and a half, I think, since we have seen you here.
I think at least a year and a half, yeah.
And you're back with a purpose. You have a brand new record that we should talk about. It is called The Bell. Yep. Information on Tony and his music and his art online at tonyfurtado.com.
Yes.
Let's talk about the new record. You called it The Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Any particular reason why you called it The Bell?
Well, it needed a title, and I thought about the tracks that were on there, and there's a particular track on there called Broken Bell. And, you know, it's kind of meant to be a little bit obscure and poetic, but it's kind of the way I've been feeling, you know, the many things about a bell being rung, being cracked, or singing out, you know, and echoing. And so that's kind of the state of mind I'm in right now. I'm thinking about my past, what's going on right now. I'm in control of my career now fully. You know, that's the best I could describe right now. I'll work up my spiel, though.
Yeah.
Believe me.
You know, last time you were here in the studio, Sam was here without a bass. I'm glad that you have your bass with you this time. And also last time you were here, Luke Price was with you.
Yeah.
And we should wish Luke Price a happy birthday. He just celebrated a birthday this last week. Yeah. So your official CD release party concert is actually Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
Up at the Alberta Rose Theater in Portland.
Alberta Rose Theater with a full band.
Which, for our listeners, is the home, if you might remember, of Livewire, the radio program.
It was recorded
there at the Alberta Rose. And Annalisa Tornfelt from Black Prairie is going to open up that show.
She is, yeah.
Very cool. She has been here in the studio.
Yeah.
Tony Furtado's new record is called The Bell. We'll talk more in depth about that in just a minute. He is in concert tonight at 8:30 at the Brick Room in Ashland, and he's here in the studio with Sam Howard. What do you want to do first?
I'm going to do this old Scottish folk song that I learned for a particular gig that I played a few years back with my buddy Scott Law. We were asked to do a Jerry Garcia memorial set, and I hadn't really listened to the Grateful Dead much, so I went online and, I don't know, swam those deep waters for a minute. Found this song, and I liked it so much that it's kind of stuck in the repertoire, and I put it on the EP that's a companion to The Bell. Anyway, it's called Peggy-O. The lady like a dove, called her by name, Pretty Peggy-O. Will you marry me, Pretty Peggy-O? Will you marry me, Pretty Peggy-O? If you'd marry me, I'll set your city free. Free all the people in the area. I would marry you, sweet William O. I'd marry you, sweet William O. I would marry you, but your guineas are too few. I fear my mama would be angry, Mama think, Pretty Peggy-O. What would your mama think, Pretty Peggy-O? What would your mama think? She heard my guineas clay, saw me marching at the head of my soldiers, oh. If ever I return, Pretty Peggy-O. If ever I return, Pretty Peggy-O. Return your city, I will burn and destroy all the people in the area. Come stepping down the stairs, pretty Peggy, oh. Come stepping down the stairs, let down your yellow hair and bid your last farewell to William Moore. Sweet William is dead, pretty Peggy, oh. Sweet William is dead, pretty Peggy, oh. Sweet William is dead, he died for a maid, and he lies in the Louisiana country, oh. As we rode out for Nevio, as we rode out for Nevio, a captain fell in love with a lady like a dove. I called her by name, pretty Peggy, oh.
That is Tony Furtado live here on Jefferson Public Radio with help on bass and vocals from Sam Howard. It's a tune that actually comes from a new EP that goes along with a new album.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this here in a bit. It's called Copper and Tin. So, Tony, you decided to release this one yourself.
Yes.
You had been on all kinds of different labels.
I was.
Fonzalo, Rounder Records for a long time.
Yep.
Why this decision? And I ask that because we've had a lot of people in lately that are literally going the other direction. You know, they've been indie and now they're just finally landing that first record deal, but you are going the opposite direction. Why? Yeah. What's it done for you?
Well, it wasn't a conscious choice at first. Like, I had just separated from the label I was on, Fonzalo Records. I was with them for about 10 years. And, you know, it was kind of, there was a bit of a traumatic shakeup in my own career. You know, I needed things to change, and so things changed. And it came time to record a new album, and I needed to get in the studio, so I just started funding it. I started getting in the studio with the guys, seeing what worked, what stuck. And then after a little while, I started having tracks that I was like, oh, I think this is okay, an album is brewing here. And so and then I realized I needed more funding, so I went to Kickstarter, finished the recording and the mixing and everything, and then I realized, well, okay, I need to either release this myself or get a label to put it out. And my thought was to have a label license it out so I would still own the masters, but let them deal with all the, you know, all the extra money stuff that had to happen. And the more I talked to labels, the more I realized, you know, why? I mean, it created a lot of extra work for me, a big kind of financial burden, but I do own the music, and this is my 17th release, and it's the first time I actually own the music on it, and so that feels pretty good.
And have you officially created a record label of your own, or are you just calling it that? What did you pick for the name?
You say Furtado Records.
Nice. The record is called The Bell. Information at tonyfurtado.com. So in addition to this Kickstarter campaign, which funded the finality of the record, you then went back to Kickstarter and basically launched a secondary campaign.
Not to Kickstarter, though.
No. Okay.
No, I did it with Bandcamp.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it created what for you?
Well, what I did was I made this little EP of six songs, which were bits and pieces. Like, there was a couple of tracks on there that are from a movie that I wrote some songs to. There was also a couple of tracks on there that I just kind of, you know, at the end of the recording day of recording The Bell, I was like, hey, Rob, hit record, and I'd record a couple of tunes and do some overdubs. And then I also added a nice Irish medley that was originally going to be on The Bell, put it together as an EP, and figured it would be kind of a little fundraiser for the extra promotional stuff that had to happen. You know, it didn't go big, but it was at least a good thing to put out there. Now I've got it to release as along with this, you know.
And bring along with you to shows and
yeah,
and sell.
It's mostly instrumental, but...
And that tune that you just did, Peggio, mm-hmm. you've been playing that on stage for quite a while, right?
Had not that long.
Had you recorded that before?
No.
So that's new to this EP,
yeah,
which is called Copper and Tin. The record is called The Bell. Information at TonyFurtado.com.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to play next?
I'm going to do another song. This is a song from The Bell, actually. This is a song that I wrote as part of one of those online songwriter challenges, you know, where songwriters band together and they get a title. And have to write a song inspired by that title. This particular week, the title was Dying Language. But I must be in tune. So I ended up writing a song that's, I don't know. I always describe it as a kind of a anti-hate language song. A song about hating hate. Okay, here you go. This is called Dying Language. Sharpen words to draw the line. I got no place for your world and mine. The cold intolerant bricks in the wall. Shades of gray inside a soul. So don't you speak to me, don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. Don't you speak to me, let your dying language fade away. Tell me what said you said. Why is your nose stuck in their bed? We're born to this world alone and wet. Nobody knows which way we'll set. Don't you speak to me, don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. Don't you speak to me, let your dying language fade away, fade away, fade away. Tongues fall double sharp. It's warm red blood from every heart. A perfect broken spokes in a wheel. All of us different, all of us real. So don't you speak to me, don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. Don't you speak to me, let your dying language fade away. Don't you speak to me, don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. Don't you speak to me, let your dying language fade away.
That is Tony Furtado live here on Jefferson Public Radio. It is a tune from the brand new record called The Bell. Information on the album at tonyfurtado.com. I was lucky enough to hear an early demo of this over the weekend. In fact, we actually have a little clip of this, Don. I think our engineer has this.
Nice. I love it.
Right? That's good stuff.
That's the best stuff. That's my son. That's my 2.5-year-old son. Oh, my God.
He is shredding Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
He is.
Is he a budding string player?
I like to think so, but it's, you know, I back off when anyone says, you think he'll be a musician? You know, that'll be his decision, but he's sure showing signs.
I'm really glad that you have brought out this instrument because it features on this record and it is unusual. And I've heard you talk about this a little bit before. Tell me what it is that you are holding. We'll have pictures up on our website later this afternoon, but what is this thing?
It's a cello banjo and sounds like this. You probably saw Abigail Washburn playing one, and Bela's got a version that's similar. As I recall, he's helped invent one that's like somewhere in between cello banjo and regular banjo. But this one is, I just love it. You know, it's moody and mad.
What was its original purpose?
You mean back, way back in the day?
Yeah.
Probably to be in a banjo band, you know? Because they had those banjo bands, just like they have mandolin bands, where there's different sizes dealing with different sounds. And it's not an old one. This is a brand new one. There's a company that's making these right now.
It looks like it's strung with like barbed wire fencing.
I know, but it's actually just classical guitar strings.
Huh.
Yeah. And it's been really inspiring for me. It was given to me by a Facebook fan friend who... had it sitting around because she was going to learn how to play banjo on it, but this is not what you learn to play banjo on. So she said, why don't you take it and do something with it? And so I let it sit in my sculpting studio for a little while, and I just kind of go to it every once in a while. And it became the instrument that I wrote probably a good third or half of the songs on the new album on.
Hmm. And you say it's not the instrument to learn how to play. Is that just because the action's so much heavier and just everything takes more effort?
Yeah. That and the strings are big, and if you're wanting to play just regular old banjo, you know, you kind of want to start on something else first, and then you have to adapt your style to this. It's odd, you know. Mm.
You mentioned your sculpting studio.
Yeah.
You still do sculpture, correct?
When I have time.
How do you find time to do this?
It's hard to find time.
Because you actually brought some down and had them at Ilahi Gallery in Ashland, the last time you were in town, right?
And like tonight, I'll have a few things on the table, too, that I take around with me and offer them up for sale on the merch table, you know. And it's an outlet, and it's also a little extra source of income.
Yeah.
And it's fun. You know, for me, I go into my studio and it's kind of a zen thing. It's like meditating for me, get my hands in the clay.
Why rabbits? Rabbits feature prominently in your sculpture.
You know, there's a YouTube that's on me that said that it's titled Why Rabbits. And
really?
I tell the story, but the best I can describe is when I was 5 years old, I remember I had to do, I was hanging out with my my buddy at the time, my 5-year-old buddy, and we went to his next door neighbor, and they had rabbits in pens for food, and they were getting ready to pull one out and kill it. And I just remember saying, "Don't kill the rabbit." So, the mean young 15-year-old was like, "Hey, go get me $5, and you can save the rabbit's life." And so I ran home, but I came back too late and saw the rabbit being slaughtered. So half of me was like really heartbroken, but the other part of me was fascinated. Mm. And so now when I make rabbits, I just notice I make them kind of like tough guys, you know, little muscular tough guys.
You don't give them the extra big eyes to make them look really sad?
No, they don't look real droopy. They look like they know what they're doing and they can get out of any kind of mess.
Tony Furtado is my guest today here on Jefferson Public Radio. He's in studio with Sam Howard on bass. The new record is called The Bell. You can get information at tonyfurtado.com. I would love to hear this instrument in context. What do you guys want to wrap up with today?
This is the title track from the album. This is somewhat of an empowering song, me shaking my fist at the shadowy figures in the music business. Just one last little tune here. This is called Broken Bell. Shell, don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. A broken bell, a broken bell. Don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Shadows rise when they hear the call. Shine the light and you watch them fall. You watch them fall with the coming day. Shine the light and they fade away. Well, I let you in. See inside. You will never change my mind. You will never change my mind. Cut your lies with a rusty tongue, and you built your house with the deed you done. The deed you done got a ringing sound. Deed you done gonna tear you down. Well, I let you in. See inside. You will never change my mind. You will never change my mind. Shimmering new, copper and tin, the ring hit true. Tolling laws cracked my shell. Don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Broken bell, a broken bell. Don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Well, I let you in. See inside. You will never change my mind.
That is Tony Furtado live here on Jefferson Public Radio, effectively the title track from the new record called The Bell. On the album, it appears as Broken Bell. He's live in studio today with Sam Howard. The new record available online, tonyfurtado.com, is the place to go to find out information. It's good to see you again.
Good to be back again. Good to see you.
Thanks for coming back, Sam. Yeah. Good to see you as well.
Good to see you too.